Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast. My name is Ryan. This is Dr. Author Tony Lodge.
Hello.
And we are calling, hey, this sounds tough.
What?
We're calling the Bronx. Now, I don't know anything about the Bronx, but it sounds tough.
It does sound tough.
We're calling Michelle.
Michelle in the Bronx.
Yeah, don't fuck with her. She'll fuck you up.
Oh.
She's from the Bronx. Why do I keep thinking that? Is that where Jay-Z is from?
I don't know. You're just saying a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm saying.
Hello.
Michelle, it's Tony and Ryan. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're well. Sorry, the phone wasn't ringing and then we had a phone drama, but we're here now. Hello.
That's okay. Hi.
Michelle, I just assumed that if you're from the Bronx, you're tough and I don't want to fuck with you. Is that a correct assumption?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So now we've got California.
That's how I live my life.
Yeah.
I love that. We've got California hot girls and Bronx toughies.
Toughies.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah. Really good stereotypes we're starting
in. Michelle has one of the toughest, strongest, scariest jobs in the world.
Oh, what do you do, Michelle?
I'm a pre-K teacher.
Hey, those kids, they're kids are crazy, man.
Yeah.
And they say some mean stuff.
They sure do. I am being bullied every day.
Yeah. Welcome to my world.
Well, thank you for getting up and thank you for your service,
Michelle. Thank you for your service. Yeah. You should get on the plane first. Michelle, will you approve today's episode?
Of course I will.
Legend.
Hey, this is Michelle from the Bronx and I approve this podcast.
All right, coming up today, and I mentioned this at the end of yesterday's show, this first confession, is it either fine or is it a crime?
I think that I really like the question more than I'm going to like the confession, because I think fine or crime sounds like normal or nah, but like more severe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is severe.
Oh, no.
Is this fine or is this a crime? Confession. I steal from corporations to feed students. Big Robin Hood energy about it.
Mm.
I'm a teacher in the United States, so naturally I have two jobs to make ends meet. Well, isn't that a statement? I tried to say both those words at the same time.
Stamesons.
My second job is working as a custodian at a fancy corporate, and it has a fully tricked out break room with what feels like unlimited snacks, and it's just like, the most awesome place. You know, like the stereotype of like a tech startup and they've got all the drinks and a coffee machine and a foosball table. And
we've got food and coffee here. That's fancy, isn't it? Chips.
Guys. I just ate some salt and vinegar chips that we have on stock.
Bought them
stock.
At Costco. Big
Going
girl.
To Costco?
Yeah.
Because we are a tech startup.
Yeah. Sorry.
How many employees do you need to be the CEO?
Oh, some people just one. And the one employee is a CEO. I have a question. What's a custodian? Sorry.
Cleaner.
Oh,
admin,
right. Just, so you kind of like buzz around and okay.
After
cool.
hours, go in with the mop.
I see. It all up. Yep. Do we say that word here?
No, we would just say cleaner in Australia.
Yeah, right. I think okay. it's because I was like, I don't know what that is.
I think it's an attempt to make it, I guess, more respectful.
Yeah.
Less judgy, maybe.
Yeah, I see.
I think it means that you are given a duty, like you're in charge of taking care of an area of something. Like you're the custodian of it.
Custodian of the workplace.
So it's like tidying up and looking after it, keeping it all fresh, stocked up and stuff. Okay, I quite like that.
I started to take snacks from the break room at the corporation and take them into the school where I teach because I'm a firm believer that it's hard to focus when your stomach is growling.
Got to have a big lunch.
Not a truer sentence has been statemented.
And you just feel, you know, when you're running on empty.
Yeah, and you just stop giving a fuck about.
Concentrate.
So the thing about this history lesson, you go, I don't fucking care. I'm hungry. I want a toasted cheese sandwich.
Especially when you're learning about something that maybe doesn't come super easily to you. Mm,
so most subjects, I just want
a grilled cheese sandwich. And I'm always hungry, so.
Occasionally, I start to feel bad about what I'm doing, but that swiftly goes away anytime a student says, thanks for the snack, miss. I haven't eaten all day. Is it fine or is it a crime? Jail.
I think, yeah, you would. I think it's fine.
Yeah.
And I think as well, if I found out that someone that worked for me, like Sophie and James, prime examples, they're right here. If I found
prime
out.
Prime examples of thieves.
If I found out.
Stickiest fingers in the biz.
Okay, admit it.
Yeah, this is all a huge ruse.
Yeah. So quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, the prisoner's dilemma. We put him in separate rooms. And Sophie's like, I don't know anything. James like, I did it. Sophie did it as well.
Honor among thieves, you guys. But if I found out that people that worked for me were stealing food to like feed their family or feed their kids or whatever, yeah, I'd be
obviously
like.
Obviously, you would sack them.
I would be like, oh, what can I do to help? Like, that would not make me angry. I'd be like, I'm so sorry that you're in this position. What can we do to help?
Yeah, and they go, oh, if you could just solve world hunger, that'd be great.
No, but like I just yeah, that wouldn't bother me at all as a boss.
Imagine being a boss and like taking him to court and you just look like the most evil asshole. Yeah. Like you couldn't.
No, no way.
Like even like the head of legal goes, oh, we could probably take him, and then the head of PR comes in and goes, guys,
yeah,
think about what you're doing.
Yeah, I think who's going to notice fucking 8 muesli bars gone missing?
Yeah.
Think if you've got a really small business and it is just you and one employee that comes in sometimes, you'd probably be like, oh, hang on. Like,
take it easy on the bars, bro.
Well, I can't afford to maybe
fund the school.
Yeah, like maybe this is a bigger problem or we could run a fundraiser or something.
This is a big corporation.
It's a big corporation. I think that's fine. And most people don't eat the food in those places anyway. Do you remember when we... Off the record, do you remember when we went to Spotify in LA and they had all those?
I'm surprised they haven't closed that place down.
Same.
They had all those snacks and no one there to eat them because everyone works from home. So me and Tony hit that fucking snacks bar fucking hard.
I ate like 900 little cheeses.
I haven't stopped pissing because of all the juice I stole.
Yeah, so much juice. They had like Diet Coke there. They had like canned soft drink.
They had past tense.
Yeah, they don't have it anymore. And they had a barista in there. I drank like 9 coffees.
We had nothing else to do.
Oh, it was amazing. And because like no one works in there anymore.
I was like, no, I'm good. And they're like, oh, well, I guess I'll just go home then. I'm like, oh, well.
She's just playing Candy Crush. We were like, well, we'll give you something to do.
Okay, I'll send a couple of fucking Armour Flat Whites our way, mate. All
yeah,
good.
And so we ate all these cheeses and all those little things. So, like, people aren't eating the food at corporate jobs anyway.
Yeah.
So, like, you're actually doing them a favour because the turnover.
Yeah, you're doing them a favour.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
All right. Grandpa ruined Christmas.
Oh, he stole all this food from the school.
Yeah. My dad has 4 brothers. So there's 5 boys.
Oof.
Brutal.
Stinky.
Smelly household. Mm. Back in the day, my mum and all the other girlfriends of the brothers were back home for
girl
Christmas.
Gang.
Yeah.
Like that.
So the 5 boys come home for Christmas and they all bring a girl back. And
fuck. That's quite nice though, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Especially, who was the first girl you ever like? Oh, I know that your house was kind of like the crash house, so your mum probably met everyone.
Yeah.
But who was like the first girl that you brought home to like meet your mum? Was it a big deal?
Nah, because my house, people stayed over all the time. But
Well, like when your mum
met Bridget
like
a
fuckboy
thing,
time?
But it was actually like, yeah, like people crashed if they lived out of town.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, like when your mum met Bridget, because obviously she was in Melbourne.
No, my mum met Bridget when Bridget and I weren't together yet.
But that's good.
But she claims that she knew. Mum's like, oh, I knew. I knew that you guys would, yeah.
Really? Yeah. Mums always say that. Yeah. I've heard.
Yeah. Do you know how Bridget.
Well, I don't know, obviously, yeah.
You want to know how Bridget tricked me into being her partner?
How?
So I think I've told you this before, but so mum was over with me in Bunbury because I just had a shoulder reconstruction. So she was like helping me out. She drove me from the hospital back home. She stayed for a few days.
That's nice.
And I was on some like pretty heavy pain medication.
Yep.
Now Bridget goes through phases where she's a migraine haver.
Yeah.
And she's gone through some like gets really bad migraines.
Yep.
So she came around one night. We're just hanging out because we were mates. We were mates for a very long time.
Hanging out inside each other.
We were friends for a very long time.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm friends with Sophie from work. Sorry.
So Bridge goes, oh, I've got a really bad migraine coming on, I think. Can I borrow some of the good painkillers?
Oh, like I just need something. Yeah.
Yeah. So then she'd have the good painkillers and she goes, oh,
I probably shouldn't drive home.
Probably should drive home.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she would just stay at my place.
I've done something similar.
And mum goes, I knew what she was doing.
It's a good strategy. I've done the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if you're too tired to drive home, yeah. What are they going to do? Make you drive home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if they crash, you'd like, yeah, yeah.
Totally. I said to Tom's like, oh, gosh, I'm like really tired. And he's like, do you want to stay? And I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll suck your dick as well if you want.
And he's like, didn't you say you're tired? No, I'm not tired.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. Suddenly I'm awake again.
Full of energy.
Second wind.
Second wind. I think Kez came to a few family Christmases. Like bringing a partner to Christmas.
That is a big deal.
Is a big deal.
Mm. I remember the first time I brought Torbs like to meet like my family.
What was that like?
Yeah, well, he'd met like a few family members at random times or whatever. But they all, because we'd gone to uni together. So we kind of, they'd heard about him stuff. Yeah.
He's not just some young blow-in.
Yeah.
Some young toy boy that Tony's brought home.
Yeah.
Little Christmas treat.
Huh? Remember when we've talked about this before, like when was the first time you had sex on Christmas? It feels like a real naughty thing to do. Don't you think? It's like a real naughty thing. Like, oh my God, Christmas. Like it's Christmas Day. Ah. Yeah. Anyway.
Let us know in the
I'd love to know people.
If you also think that's a naughty weird thing to do.
Yeah. So granddad's ruined Christmas. Obviously not in that way. All the boys have brought their girlfriends back.
Grandpa bought all of his son's girlfriends a gift to welcome them to the family.
Oh, that's quite nice.
The five girlfriends, including my mum, opened their gifts, which to all of their surprise were vibrators.
That doesn't sound like a ruined Christmas to me. That sounds like I might have a nap after lunch. There's just a chorus of
everyone's going off.
Yeah. But everyone's is on all a different speed.
Absolutely shocked at the accusation of them being vibrators. My grandpa goes, no. They're massages.
Oh.
To be fair, the packaging did say personal massages.
So he thought it was like one of those things that little you like use on thing. Your neck or something.
Oh, ladies, wouldn't this be nice, a little massage? And they've all gone.
Speaking of fucking on Christmas, it sounds like.
Now, this confessor is anonymous, so I can't credit them with this, but I appreciate it. I know Tony is going to say there is just no way that he didn't know they were for your poussoir.
Yeah, I mean, I was about to say, make a joke about like my neck, my back, my pussy and my crack.
Massage my pussy and my crack. So I did some research. Until about 1980, vibrators were only used by about 1% of women in the world, usually by the wealthy or just as a fun novelty thing in adult films.
Yep.
They weren't like commonplace for the common man.
Totally.
So my grandpa probably
also had... Also, it's like an empowered sexuality thing too.
Yeah.
Like, which has only kind of come about.
So she said my grandpa back in the 80s just would be so far off his radar that they even existed.
He had no idea. Yeah. It definitely doesn't sound like a creepy granddad thing. Like, it sounds like he's like, all the ladies are coming, I'll buy them some. Oh, those boys of ours are such a pain in the neck. I'll get them. Do you know what I mean? Like, that was probably literally what he said.
They also said, before you ask, I have no idea if they kept them. I was not about to.
Sex toys are expensive.
About to ask my mum if she had the vibrator that my grandpa gave her when she was 22. And that is fair a fuck enough.
What are you up to tonight? Oh, you know how granddad bought that.
Hey, this is Michelle from the Bronx, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion tarpers over at our Patreon. Our Patreon's got heaps of exclusive content and there's lots of different tiers, so you can check them all out. A few people on the champion tier though, Annie Pets, does she? Kiara, good on you, girlfriend. Thanks, thank Kiara. You so much. Ella Eason, Nicole Crampton, and Hot Loz from Hello Blooms. Thank you very much for being part of Patreon.
Thanks, Hot Loz. All of our confessions, by the way, are submitted at tonyandryan.com.au. There's an anonymous submission form. There you can also send in your normal or Nas. You can send in any wild stories. Or go to the Tony and Ryan Facebook group where there's lots of bullshit. Even more bullshit that happens on the show. A lot of fun stuff going on in there at all times. So a lot of our stories on the show come from the Facebook group. So go check that out.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
I
work here.
Thanks for coming in today, mate. I've got a driving question.
Driving question.
How do you merge.
Oh, you're from Perth. You don't know this.
No.
No one from Western Australia knows how to merge.
Knows how to merge.
No.
Okay.
Like a zipper is the answer, but please continue.
Well, so I'm like to paint a word picture for everybody please. That's listening.
Hopefully not while driving.
For you. I'm painting or in the car. No. So
your hands on the wheel.
So I've got a question, right? Like, this is the two ways you see it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Are you supposed to hang back and join the line?
Mm.
Or are you supposed to equal parts drive up and then do the zipper? Like, one, everyone lets one person in.
First of all, don't slow down.
Okay, great.
It helps no one.
So,
like in general, if you're like, oh, I'm not sure what to do, I'll just slow down. No, when in doubt, fucking floor it.
No, that's terrible advice.
But usually the zipper just means like one from each side.
And you kind of like you keep driving up.
Yeah.
And you kind of everybody lets one person in and it's fine. But I always feel like such a jerk doing that because it's the same like when you know a lane's ending or you know that like there's people parked in the thing and everybody's waiting patiently. There's also that one jerk off that like drives all the way up and then pops their indicator on.
But sometimes you're that asshole because you don't know the lane's going to end. And then you go, oh, and you're kind of like, oh, I didn't
I'm
know.
I'm so sorry.
Everyone thinks I'm going to, I didn't know.
But like, is that what you're actually supposed to keep driving up? Because otherwise all the traffic banks up back down the road, right? Because if everybody's trying to stay in the correct lane, it's just like.
I know. So if everyone did it in the last meter, it'd be fucking chaos.
Yeah.
But if you do it 5Ks in advance, then you just narrow.
You're 5Ks away.
Yeah. And you're just wasting a lane. So are you asking where is the point where you start merging?
Yeah. Like where is the actual right time to go, yep, I'll hop across because that lane's closed or it all merges into one lane. Or, you know, when you're getting onto the freeway though or something and you kind of come off.
That's when you floor it. You come down that ramp gun it.
So you have to be at speed by the time because you can't then be speeding up and you're doing 50 and they're all doing 100.
Yeah.
But so the other day, right, I was driving to my sister's and she lives like 20, 30 minutes from me.
Yep.
And there's like heaps of roadworks around where she lives at the moment.
I drove through there the other day.
It's fucked. The worst. And there's no other way of getting there.
Yeah.
Like you can't go around. No. You've just got to go through the guts.
Parks and rivers. There's no.
Yeah. Like it's not as if like, oh, turn left instead of turning right. And it takes 10 extra minutes, but like you end up there.
Yeah. No.
There's actually no alternative way to travel there. And it normally takes about 20, 30 minutes, but because of these roadworks, they're like actually moving a road and three lanes in the direction from my house to her house is down to one lane. So they all cut off at the same point and they all go into this one lane. And I had been there like left at nighttime, like a couple of days before and been like, fuck, that's all closed. Next time I go, I'll make sure I'm in the right lane.
Yeah.
The far left lane so that I don't then get stuck trying to
scooch over. That's good local knowledge. Be in the right lane to start with.
Yeah. So, right. It's like when you first start driving somewhere and you go, oh, during the day you can park there, so don't go in that lane. Like you just
I think
kinda,
the first time I drove to the new office, I got in and I went, oh, I didn't know the lanes and I just ended up, it was just a mess.
I was in the wrong lane but and
every
it just
time.
Fucks you. It just fucks you. And then you're the guy like with your indicator on trying to.
Sorry, we've got a new workspace. I haven't driven to this place at this time of day yet.
I'm new in town. I didn't know it was a school zone and there'd be cars parked here
I'm
doing the drop
years
off.
Old. I'm sorry.
Exactly. Anyway, so I, Torbs and I were taking two cars because he was heading off somewhere else after. Mm-hmm. He left after me.
Yeah. How long did he get there before?
About 15 minutes. So I've gone, I'm not going to be that jerk off that goes all the way up and slides over.
Yep.
I'm also not going to risk getting stuck right down the front and then can't get across. Mm. So I was like, you know what? I'll just slip into the left-hand lane and I'll just let the traffic do its thing. The traffic did not do its thing. I was parked there. It took me over an hour.
To get from your place to Libby's.
To Libby's.
It's not that far.
No.
You could have walked that in an hour.
And the part where I got to,
yeah.
I was about 3 minutes away from her house for 40 minutes. because of like where I was situated. When that's normally all open, I'm like, oh, cool, I'm 2 minutes away.
Yeah.
And it took 40 fucking minutes to get from that point to her house.
That place is fucked.
It's crazy at the moment. And so I said to Torps, I was like, oh, so what lane did you go in? And he goes, oh, I drive this way to work sometimes.
Yeah.
And I found that like going up in the other lane and then doing the asshole thing where you try and get across. But because it's three lanes turning into one, that's a lot.
Double asshole.
That is so much. Too much traffic getting into one lane.
Yeah. Well, but you just got to do it. What are you going to do? Sit there for an extra 40 minutes?
Well, like the jerk off I did, that.
Yeah.
And the other thing is though, not everybody's letting one person in.
No.
Everybody's out for themselves.
They've had enough.
And so, yeah. And
where is it? It is Luxembourg. They are governing themselves.
Governing themselves. Because you go, oh, you know what? I've sat in this traffic for 20 minutes. I've got somewhere to be. I'm not fucking letting someone in. And it just fucks the whole system. So I think that what collectively we actually need to do is decide whether we're doing the zipper and then everyone agrees to not call me an asshole, or do I just keep doing what I'm doing and then I'm the nice guy letting people in?
But do you think as society, do we decide zipper, or are you saying, or the alternative as a society, we just go, it's fucking on like Donkey Kong.
Yeah. Like
everyone can go fuck themselves. It's one for all and all for none.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, but like, what would you do in that situation? Would you drive up?
I'd go home.
Turn around, do a Yui, fuck off out of there.
Go to an artist at lunch.
Yeah.
I'll survive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Nah, I think I was in that same thing on Saturday. Dare I mention going to barbecues galore.
Oh, yeah.
I went up there again.
It's a galore.
Yeah. Not a galah though.
No.
As we've found out in the comments. We were stuck in it and it went from like, because we had Mabel and it's like, there's a nap schedule. She has to eat at certain times.
Yeah.
Like, do we just turn around?
Like what?
Do we go back here? Do we just pitch a tent?
But it's the only way you can go. You can't go the back way. This is the way.
What would you like to see people decide?
Well, I think if people are willing to if I know going into it that everyone's going to let one person in or that I have to let one person in, I'm actually fine with that.
Yep.
But it's because then people don't respect the system. Because not everybody's letting people in.
27 years in the last 10 minutes.
But not everybody's letting one person in.
It's the system that people aren't respecting.
But they aren't, because otherwise we wouldn't have this problem. And then so that I didn't look like a fuckhead, I sat there and it cost me like my whole day.
I'm surprised you made it in today.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking tough out there.
It is.
I think,
first of all, Libby needs to move.
Yeah, closer to me.
That East North link, is that going to be awesome when it's done, or is it just going to be a pain in the ass for 10 years while they build it?
See, this is the thing. They say, oh, that'll be done by 2022. Fucking 12 years later.
Yeah.
It's 2034. That was good.
2030. Carry the three.
Yeah. Last Wednesday to forward that one.
Time zone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Daylight savings.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, then nothing's fucking happened and it's still the same. But then anyway, so I get to the very front of this thing and I'm like, cool, I just need to turn left. And from that left, I'm 30 seconds away.
Yep.
And someone had broken down in that one single
lane. They'd
probably
run out of petrol.
They'd been idling for fucking an hour.
I'm only 2 minutes away. You didn't expect to have the engine on for an hour.
Their battery was flat.
Yeah.
And so they've pulled over. Someone's pulled over to put jumper leads on their car.
Yeah.
And then there's like a market around the corner. All these people are trying to get parking spots on the street. There's just that much going on.
Calamity, calamity, calamity.
So much going on. But I think I just need to know what I should do in that merging situation.
You need to sit in the back seat with Pippa and just let your chauffeur, Torbs, be an asshole and do what he needs to get done.
So then I pulled up to Libby's, right, and Torbs is already parked up front.
He's had a bowl of curry already?
Yeah, he's heading home. He's had cake already. And he goes, oh, yeah, like where did you get stuck? And I was like, in the lane, letting assholes like you fucking cut in front of me. Like, I'm the one that paid for your extra time.
Yeah.
I copped that for you. I should. Yep. My quarterly hour, right?
Yeah. I got a You Love to See It. Well, I've got two You Love to See It because I don't think the first You Love to See It counts.
Okay.
It starts as You Love to See It, but you let me know when it's no longer a You Love to See It.
Okay.
Tarpa Sharon.
Hi, Tarpa Sharon. This is Sharon Bosworth from Ballarat. Shaza from Ballarat.
No, I don't think so. Okay.
Anyway.
My husband Brett and I are going on our first overseas trip ever at the ripe old ages of 56 and 53.
Whoa.
We've gone, finally, we're going to do it. We've never been overseas. That's Let's get awesome. Out of Australia. Let's
Probably
go.
Been saving forever. That's yep. awesome.
Now, on a scale of you don't love to see it and you do love to see it, where are we at?
Oh, I 100% love to see that.
So we've booked a cruise.
Oh. Well, I'm not going.
No.
Which I love to see.
I don't think Brett
I'm not going on a cruise.
Sharon was inviting you.
Yeah, that's okay. But them going on a cruise, great. It's not me. We don't have to go. And we're not cruisers, and that's okay. I think they'll have a whale of a time. Watch out for the Bermuda Triangle, though.
I don't like it. No, which is why I've brought it back up. You love to see it.
I love to see. They're getting out, getting amongst it. That's
I'm
great.
Hoping to become highly addicted to the sea life and have many more cruises and overseas holidays in the future.
I think that a cruise, that's gateway travel, isn't it?
Well, because you stop like, at places and you can get a little taste of some
get a little taste of some different places. You also, like, some people aren't keen on flying.
Yep.
You know, so I think it's like gateway to like being overseas.
The plane of the ocean.
Which eat that. I've heard that before. Yeah.
So my backup, you'll have to see it.
Great.
Is Lisa, who's a TARPA in London. She met up with some other TARPAs who she's never met before. They all caught up and have a beer. So my you'll have to see it is saying hi to Lisa, Holly and Campbell that all had a brewski together in London. Oh. A little impromptu, off the cuff meetup.
Well, Shaz will probably be there soon.
Sharon will be there soon.
She'll be docking.
I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, she'll be
especially
docking.
With her husband, Brett.
Sharon and Brett will be docking. And no. You could meet up with them at the dock.
Can.
Cock dock. Sorry. That's amazing. You love to see love that. To both. It. Too good you love to see it, I think.
Okay. Except for the first one.
No. We
both
love
great,
that.
Except for the first one.
No, we love that. My love to see is from Lynn, who sent this through on Patreon. Mm. Lynn says, I saw the cutest thing today and I think you'll love it. I was driving home from work and there was a fire truck in front of me. We were stuck in a little bit of traffic. Probably couldn't get through the fucking merging. On a small road, and there was this mum with her two young kids who were wearing fireman's helmet and walking along the side of the street. Sick. Like they were just going for a walk and these kids are obviously dressed up in their favourite like attire. The kids got super excited seeing the fire truck, says Lynn, and I saw them like waving at the fire truck, like, obviously hoping they would like beep the horn or put the siren on or something. Yep. The mum got waved over by the fireman and they passed down a little fire truck toy and a kid's like little colouring book thing that they must just like have in the glove box. So if they see kids, they go, oh, here's a little bit of merch. Is it merch? I don't know.
Sure.
Here's something like for the little
subscribe.
One. And Lynn said it just warmed my heart after like a long day of work. I'm stuck in traffic. And these firemen go, oh, yeah, like we've got something for your little ones. Isn't that so sweet?
That is so sweet. I reckon, controversial opinion, between police, ambulance and fireys, fireys just seem like the coolest people.
Oh, they're cool. Yeah.
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 Like.
They are cool. They've got that je ne sais quoi.
They've got riz. They've got riz.
They do have riz.
They've got
it's
riz.
The danger, isn't it? I mean, it's the danger of all three of those things.
Yeah, I mean, all three are respected, but I feel like the fire department just has riz.
I think that it's the fire department because they always do that calendar.
It's the calendar.
You know, and they're
like, leaning into the riz.
Yeah, I love to see it. And I think we've had a few you love to see. It's of similar, like people seeing cops or ambulances or whatever that fucking like pop the siren on or say hello to kids. But I just thought that was so, like they were stuck in traffic, but they still... You know,
they still had time to make a kid's day.
Yeah.
You do love to see that.
Thanks for sharing that,
That's
Lynn.
That's better than a cruise.
Anyway, we're back tomorrow.
We are back tomorrow. What's on the show tomorrow?
Tomorrow,
Tony and I could be best friends.
What?
Yep. I've got one final test that I think you'll pass. It's not a setup. It's not a catch. It's not a trick. It'll either be the best moment for best friends or the most embarrassing moment of my life.
Oh, I mean, that's a win-win for me.
Tony will not have a bad outcome.
This is great for me, yeah. Oh, my God. Well, stay. I hope you can sleep tonight. I don't know. I won't.
No, I won't be sleeping.
No. And you know why?
Why not?
Because I'll be chupa-chuping you.
We're goober-goober. See you tomorrow.
Bye.